The shooting rampage at a Newtown, Connecticut school Friday has revived the debate over gun control nationwide and in Wisconsin. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin says the massacre should prompt action on new gun controls, but he doubts Congress will pay attention.
You know, first it's 5 deaths, then it's 10 deaths, then it's 15 deaths, then it's 20 deaths. But the Congress of the United States won't act on some of the simplest solutions to reduce the probability of this happening.
At a Racine vigil for the Connecticut victims, retired Minister Glenn Halby suggested tougher gun laws.
What we must do somehow together with all our diverse and disparate views is somehow control the use of semi-automatic weaponry in this country. Some way there must be an answer to coming together for a solution.
But Jim Fendry of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement says more anti-gun laws won't help.
Connecticut has some of the tightest gun controls in the nation, and they're obeyed by the law-abiding people, including the family, the mother of the shooter. Yet it did absolutely nothing to prevent the tragedy. The issue is not a gun control issue, it's somewhere else.
Fendry says gun control laws do not stop crazy people and they do not stop criminals. Jerry Bonavia with Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort dismisses arguments that you can't control crazy people through legislation.
No other country suffers with this kind of gun violence, and to, you know, feed that line of thinking, I just won't even go there today. Not today.
A legislative leader told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to prevent such occurrences in Wisconsin, it might be time to review the state law that bans guns, including permitted concealed weapons, at schools. Republican Alberta Darling, who co-chairs the Finance Committee, called current law, quote, advertising where people aren't able to protect themselves. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he will again ask state lawmakers next year to make it a felony for those prohibited from carrying concealed weapons to do so, and for people to buy guns for criminals. Police say on Friday morning a 20-year-old gunman killed his mother at her home in Newtown with one of her firearms. He took her semi-automatic rifle and two pistols to nearby Sandy Hook Elementary School, where he systematically killed 20 children and 6 adults before turning the gun on himself. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.